Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 43 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Chaz Jenkins.
Bracket was 8-4 numerous times in the head and chest with the piece of railroad tie, which ultimately killed him.
A man accused of beating a woman to death was in court in Lexington today.
A car chase that led to an officer-involved shooting is under investigation.
Senator Rand Paul is back at work today.
An analysis of how much Governor Bevin's pension bill would cost taxpayers is not being released yet.
A third Democrat has entered the race for Rowan County Clerk.
In sports, college basketball's first poll was released today.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Cloudy tonight with a low of 34 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
Testimony during a preliminary hearing in Fayette District Court revealed new information about the murder of a mother in Lexington. Police tell WKYT 35-year-old Volante Ware beat 37-year-old Megan Accord to death. Someone found her body on October 1st near railroad tracks under the Luden Avenue overpass near Eastland Drive. Homicide Detective Travis Holt says two people confessed to seeing the violent attack.
Both witnesses stated that Mr. Ware and Ms. Acor were briefly involved in a verbal altercation, which then led to Mr. Ware striking Ms. Acor numerous times in the head and chest with the piece of railroad tie, which ultimately killed him.
Holt says he has about 40 pieces of evidence in the case. That was enough for a judge to find probable cause to move forward. A grand jury will now decide if there's enough evidence to send the case against Ware to trial.
The Kentucky State Police are investigating an incident last week where two people were shot and killed following a police chase that ended in Greenup County. Police report that 27-year-old Kaiser Sturgill and 23-year-old Ashley Jenkins, both from Ohio, were suspected of stealing a Buick passenger car in Ohio on Thursday. Officers in Greenup County spotted the stolen vehicle and began to take chase. The two suspects led officers on a pursuit that ended in the area of State Route 693 and 207. Officials report that the two presented a threat and officers fired shots into the car. Both Sturgill and Jenkins suffered fatal gunshot wounds and were pronounced dead. The name of the officer involved has not been released.
A grand jury has returned an indictment against a former Bath County attorney. According to WKYT, the grand jury indicted Donald Mays on multiple drug trafficking charges earlier this week. They say the charges stem from events that took place on September 18th. Police say Mays turned himself into the Bath County Sheriff's Office last Thursday, and he posted the $10,000 cash bond and was released.
A soldier with the 101st Airborne Division has died in Iraq from what the Department of Defense says were injuries sustained during a non-combat-related incident. The Department of Defense said in a news release Sunday that 35-year-old Chief Warrant Officer Lee Smith of Arlington, Texas, died Saturday at Camp Taji. Smith was assigned to the 101st Combat Aviation Brigade at Fort Campbell. He was supporting Operation Inherent Resolve, a combined joint task force focused on combating the Islamic State group in Iraq and Syria. The incident is under investigation. Further details haven't been released.
Senator Rand Paul is returning to Washington following an attack in his yard that left him with six broken ribs. Paul posted a message on his Twitter account today saying he's returning to work in the Senate despite being in a good deal of pain. Paul was attacked November 3rd while mowing his lawn. Police have charged Rene Boucher with misdemeanor assault. Boucher pled not guilty during a court hearing last week. Boucher and Paul have been neighbors for 17 years. Boucher's attorney said the attack was motivated by a trivial dispute, but has not elaborated on that. Paul's senior advisor says the senator had not had a conversation with Boucher in years. Paul tweeted he will be ready to move forward with tax cuts in the coming days.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is calling on GOP Senate candidate Roy Moore of Alabama to drop out of the race in light of sexual misconduct allegations. Paul Miles reports.
McConnell is the highest-ranking Republican to speak out against Moore, who's facing allegations of sexual misconduct involving a 14-year-old girl four decades ago.
I think he should step aside.
Were you encouraging a write-in campaign with Senator Strange?
That's an option we're looking at. Whether or not there is someone who could mount a write-in campaign successfully.
Moore says it's McConnell who should quit. Moore tweeted that the Senate Majority Leader has failed conservatives and must be replaced. Hashtag drain the swamp. I'm Paul Miles.
Republican Governor Matt Bevin says his administration says it will not release an analysis of how much money a pension bill would cost taxpayers because the proposal is not yet finished. Bevin released his proposal last month, and a consulting firm has analyzed the bill to predict how much money it would cost taxpayers over the next few decades. But Budget Director John Chilton says the analysis is preliminary because the proposal has not been finalized. The Kentucky Teachers Retirement System released a similar analysis last week. It showed the bill would cost taxpayers an extra $4.4 billion over the next 20 years. That analysis was based on an assumed annual investment return of 6% instead of the 7.5% the system uses. That analysis, according to Chilton, was released prematurely. We'll get back to your local headlines after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center in Moorhead. The center offers a convenient 24-hour drop-off for a variety of recyclables and on-site pickup program for Rowan County businesses. Shredding services are available for businesses or individuals, and the center provides tours for classrooms and civic groups. Located near the Moorhead City Park, the Community Recycling Center also accepts computers, printers and fax machines, DVDs, CDs, phones, video tapes and game devices. More information at 784-1250.
2017 is the first year in Kentucky history that universities have faced a new funding formula, pension issues, and potential budget cuts in a single year. That's according to Moorhead State University President Dr. Jay Morgan. Morgan says the uncertainty has universities across the Commonwealth scrambling to make sure institutions and their employees are prepared for the future.
The way that we have approached the change to performance funding is systematically going through each of our units and looking to make sure that we get the maximum amount of gain, the maximum amount of credit in the new funding formula. So that has to do with student retention, progression, graduation, has to do with optimizing your usage of square footage. Not all square footage on a campus counts.
Morgan explained that excess office space and empty dormitories can negatively affect the performance formula, while green space does not count for or against universities.
Moorhead State University received the highest markings possible for its yearly audit. Justin Hubbard is an associate director with Dean Dorton, a CPA firm in Lexington that conducts the yearly audit. Hubbard tells the MSU Board of Regents the audit report was favorable.
We issued a clean opinion, the highest opinion we can issue. I do want to point out that, as a reminder, we do hang our hat on the concept of materiality. So by issuing a clean opinion, we're saying there's no material misstatements.
Hubbard says the university experienced a $33 million increase in deferred outflow of resources related to the pension, which was completely out of MSU's control.
Four different Rowan Countyans intend to run for county clerk next year, and three have signed up on the Democratic ticket. Jamie Jesse joined Nasha, Fife, and Elwood Cottle Jr. last week on the Democratic ticket. Incumbent clerk Kim Davis will run as a Republican after changing her party affiliation. Jesse says his main focus for the primary will be meeting as many residents as possible.
I'm going to be, going door to door. I'm going to be talking to... I want to talk to every single person in the county if possible. I know that'd be tough. We're already, getting that organized, me and some others within my campaign. And so that'll be the beginning stages, and then we'll go from there.
Jesse hopes that being a lifelong Rowan County resident with a background in management will give him the edge to be a successful county clerk.
The Maysville Human Rights Council wants to add another member. WMKY's Xavier Atkins reports.
According to the Ledger Independent, the Maysville Commission on Human Rights is seeking a volunteer to fill a vacancy left after the departure of its chairman, Jack Hussey. The commission submits an annual report to local officials about its activities and the status of interracial relations and discriminatory practices in the city. It recommends possible legislation to the mayor and the city commission that will help promote unity, understanding, and equal opportunity in the town. the Commission on Human Rights will host a meeting at noon on November 15th to get public opinion on a restorative justice program being initiated in Maysville. Reporting for WMKY News, I am Xavier Atkins.
Brady Industries' decision to move its planned aluminum mill from South Shore to the East Industrial Park is a good thing for Rowan County, so says Judge Executive Walter Blevins. Noting that East Park is just 45 minutes down Interstate 64 from Moorhead, Blevins says that should help more Rowan Countyans get jobs there when the $1.3 billion facility opens in 2020. Blevins believes his county will also have a good shot at landing one of the 12 supplier plants that Brady wants to eventually construct in the region, noting that company CEO Craig Bouchard already holds Rowan County and Moorhead State University in high regard.
He's been here on campus a couple times, and he seems interested in the Space Science Center. He thinks that's a real plus to have that in the area. And I think this whole area from one end of the I-64 down to at least maybe Lexington on I-64, this whole region can see some growth because of Brady Industries coming here.
The average starting salary at Brady's new plant at East Park will be around $70,000 a year.
The Kentucky Transportation Cabinet has made an intersection improvement in Ashland to better protect kids on their way to school. Spokesman Alan Blair says a three-way stop has been installed at the intersection of Blackburn Avenue and the back parking lot of Ashland Middle School.
There are just some issues about seeing the distance between, you know, where a car is sitting and they can see oncoming traffic. There are just some issues with having adequate distance for people to make maneuvers that way. So, you know, what we are doing right now is putting in those stop signs and then the city, and we're kind of working with them on what to do in the long term.
The Ashland Daily Independent quotes AMS Principal David Green as saying that he's thrilled with the new three-way stop. He adds that it provides the students at his facility with another layer of safety going to and from school.
The city of Ashland's new public information officer says she can't wait to get started on the job. Joanna King was named to the newly created $50,000 a year post on Friday by the city commission. King was one of five finalists for it. She'll start work on December 4th and says she looks forward to serving a city that she loves and one that's been her home since 2014.
I have a vested interest in Ashland. My husband was born and raised here. We moved here almost 4 years ago. My children are being raised here. It's just it's an amazing town. Everybody welcomed me with open arms. You know, I've lived a lot of places in my life, and I've never quite felt home the way that I feel in Ashland.
King has been working most recently as the director of the American Red Cross of Eastern Kentucky. Ashland created the PIO position in an effort to help bridge what officials believe has been a communication gap between themselves and local residents.
Kentucky's public pension debt has jumped by more than $5 billion for the fiscal year that ended June 30, 2017. Nearly all of that increase is because the Board of Trustees predicted the state will earn a lot less from its investments than it has previously. The state depends on investments for a large portion of funding for benefits. The debt is how much money the state does not have to pay promised retirement and health insurance benefits over the next 30 years. Last year, that debt was combined at $21.7 billion across five systems in the Kentucky Employee Retirement System. This year, consultants say that debt is now $26.7 billion. State lawmakers will use the new numbers to decide how much money taxpayers should pay into the system over the next 2 years.
The Kentucky Derby Museum has announced a $6.5 million project to renovate and expand. A statement from the nonprofit museum says plans call for adding more than 11,000 square feet to the facility in Louisville and renovating about 5,000 square feet. It will be the largest addition since the museum was built in 1985. Officials say the additional space will be used mainly for exhibits, including a new collection from thoroughbred trainer Dr. Wayne Lucas and key pieces from the collection of jockey Bill Shoemaker, which has been housed in archives. There will also be more room for meeting and rental space. The statement said museum directors decided to pursue the expansion after record-setting attendance in 2017 with more than 230,000 visitors. Taking a look at the weather tonight, cloudy, low of 34 degrees. Tuesday, some clouds in the morning will give way to mainly sunny skies for the afternoon, high of 49. Tuesday night, a mostly clear sky, low of 32. On Wednesday, partly cloudy in the morning, increasing clouds with periods of showers later in the day, high of 54, chance of rain at 60%. Wednesday night, rain showers early with overcast skies late, low 41, chance of rain at 60%. Thursday, cloudy skies early, then partly cloudy in the afternoon, high of 48. And on Thursday night, mainly clear skies, low of 33. Taking a look at the listening area temperatures. In Flemingsburg, it is 43 degrees. Lexington, 45 degrees. Ashland and Inez, 43 degrees. In Winchester, 44 degrees. And in Moorhead, it is currently 43 degrees.
And on our feature segment today, Moorhead State student and euphoniumist Nick Simon tried a variety of instruments before settling on low brass. WMKY's Jacob Lindberg visited a practice room in Baird Music Hall.
Not many Moorhead State students play the euphonium. Sophomore Nick Simon is one of them.
We have a bigger mouthpiece than, say, a trumpet, but it's about the same size as a trombone. And then to get the different instruments on it, or different sounds, we push down these valves. And so each valve will lower the pitch by a half a step. And then there's different combinations to lower it even more to get us the different sounds that we can get from the instrument.
Between rehearsing for marching band and studying music education, Simon spends much of his time in a small practice room with soundproofed walls.
We went back there and for the oboes and the euphoniums, and there's two small little cramped rooms. How many people play those compared to trumpets or saxophones?
Just like in the group I'm in, which is the concert band here, we have five euphonium players, four tubas, and then there's, I think it's like 15 trumpets.
Despite hours spent marching with the band and improving his skills as a musician, Simon hasn't always known he'd be doing it.
I didn't always know I was going to be a music educator. For a long time, I had thought about going into something else. It was really because of the big role that music has played in my life. It's always been a part of my life.
He aspires to be a high school band director, where he would instruct students how to play several kinds of instruments.
I will definitely try to lead some kids towards euphonium, just because I do think it's one of the better instruments, but I like low brass. So I'm hoping to be able to be a director, not just to inspire kids to play euphonium, but to play any instrument.
And in addition to musical skill, he'd like to impart a dose of motivation.
So for me to be able to have the experience I've had, and with music being the big part of my life that it is, I want to be able to use music to inspire kids to be able to go out and do great things.
Reporting for WMKY News, I'm Jacob Lindberg.
It's 4:48 and 43 degrees in Moorhead. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Chaz Jenkins, and we're so glad to have you with us on this Monday afternoon. Chuck Mraz has sports in 30 seconds.
Support for MSPR comes from The Bakery on Main, next to Pasquale's on East Main Street in Moorhead. The Bakery on Main prepares made-from-scratch breads, cakes, pies, tarts, and cookies. Glazed, cream, and fruit-filled donuts made fresh Monday, Friday, and Saturday. Catering for weddings, birthdays, bridal, and baby showers. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Orders by phone at 606-783-0101 and online at thebakeryonmain.com.
Right color, wrong team. Good afternoon. For WMKY Sports, I'm Chuck Mraz. The Associated Press's first regular season college basketball poll has Duke on top. Michigan State is second with Arizona, Kansas, and Villanova, numbers 3 through 5. Wichita State, number 6, ranked 5th in the preseason poll. Kentucky is now 7th. Speaking of the UK basketball team, the Wildcats 2-0 on the year after weekend wins over Utah Valley and Vermont. But coach John Calipari says his team's inability to guard on the perimeter is his biggest concern right now.
We're not staying in front of guards right now, and it's scary because the teams we have coming up all have guards that are going to try to break you down and score by themselves and try to get 30. And so, look, you have to guard somebody, would you say? And there's some things you can't guard. You can't guard the officials. Can't guard the other coach. There's five guys they have. One of those guys you got to be able to guard.
Kentucky facing a tall task tomorrow night when the Cats battle number 3 Kansas in Chicago as part of the Champions Classic. Moorhead State basketball coach Preston Spradlin was encouraged by his team's improved effort in Sunday's 77-70 loss in Nashville to Lipscomb. Spradlin says the 0-2 Eagles played hard and gave the Bisons, one of the A-Sun's best teams, a run for their money on their home floor.
The biggest lesson we learned from this one, and there's only one way that you learn it, and you play games like this against good opponents, especially on the road, is that if you have a mistake, no matter which side of the ball it's on, those little mistakes, you don't notice them in a 50-point game. But in a 6-7 point game like this, you certainly notice them. And so they sting a little bit more than they do here. And so we'll continue to learn from it.
Sophomore Jordan Walker paced MSU with 17 points. Eagles play their home opener Thursday night at 7 against Marshall. The Morehead State women's basketball team plays game 2 of the Matthew Mitchell Classic tonight. After downing Sacramento State Saturday, Coach Greg Todd's Eagles will square off with Gardner-Webb at 6 o'clock at Johnson Arena. Todd knows the Bulldogs of Coach Rick Reeves will be looking to bounce back from their 72-34 route yesterday at Kentucky.
Coach Reeves is one of the best in the business, does a great job, and his teams are always well prepared. He's, I think, been Conference Coach of the Year four times, and he's got a more experienced team this year, so we're looking for another battle.
Gardner-Webb finished last season at 12-19, but returns four starters from that squad. Monday Night Football, the Carolina Panthers hosting the Miami Dolphins. WMKY's Xavier Atkins reports.
After back-to-back wins over Tampa Bay and Seattle, 6-3 Carolina is looking to close the gap with NFC South leading New Orleans, who sits a game ahead of the second-place Panthers. Carolina's defense will likely be a tough matchup for 4-4 Miami, which is averaging only 14.5 points a game. Led by middle linebacker Luke Kuechly and defensive end Julius Peppers, the Panthers have recorded 29 sacks and are giving up less than 18 points an outing. Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Xavier Atkins.
After another disappointing loss, it's back to the drawing board for the Cincinnati Bengals. The Bengals fell to 3-6 this season following a 24-20 defeat Sunday at Tennessee. Marcus Mariota hit DeMarco Murray with a 7-yard touchdown pass with 36 seconds left to play to put the Titans over the top. Coach Marvin Lewis says the Bengals continue to struggle with some key aspects of the game.
We're not making enough first downs on offense. At one point, I guess we were 1-9, and then we're not getting off the field enough on defense. And with the penalties that we had today, we come into this game and these guys getting a lot, and we got every call on us today, so we had to do a better job.
Cincinnati was penalized 12 times for 84 yards. Meanwhile, an NFL spokesman says Bengals linebacker Vontaze Burfict won't be suspended for the contact he had with an official Sunday that got him ejected from the loss yesterday at Tennessee. Burfict pushed an official's arm out of the way on the sideline in the second quarter after Titans quarterback Marcus Mariota was run out of bounds. The AP's new college football poll has been released. Here's WMKY's Braxton Howard.
Alabama remains the country's top team after its 31-24 come-from-behind win at Texas A&M on Saturday. Miami leaped from number 7 to number 2 after its rout of Notre Dame, the highest ranking for the Hurricanes since 2003. Oklahoma moved up two spots to number 3, jumping Clemson, who remained steady at number 4. Unbeaten Wisconsin moved up a spot to number 5. Auburn checks in at 6th after beating Georgia, who fell from 2nd to 7th. Ohio State is up to number 8, followed by Notre Dame and Oklahoma State to round out the top 10. For WMKY Sports, I'm Braxton Howard.
Morehead State football coach Rob Tenyer says a bad fourth quarter is what cost the Eagles in Saturday's 38-31 PFL loss at Marist. Up 31-24 in the final period, Tenyer's group cost itself dearly by throwing two interceptions, losing a fumble, and allowing their quarterbacks to be sacked 3 times.
So, again, consistency, and it was a back-and-forth contest until the fourth quarter, and they made more plays than we didn't.
Junior Lawson Page's career-high 427 yards in passing led Morehead Saturday. MSU closing out the season this coming Saturday at home against Davidson. On the baseball, where sources say the Atlanta Braves will name former Blue Jays and Dodgers executive Alex Anthopoulos as their new general manager. And 40-year-old Houston DH Carlos Beltran is retiring after 20 big league seasons. A 9-time All-Star, Beltran hit .279 for his career with 435 homers. And that's sports. Have a great evening. For WMKY, I'm Chuck Meraz.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Men's basketball welcomes Marshall at 7 o'clock p.m. on Thursday. Women's basketball is home with North Florida at 6 o'clock p.m. on Friday. And football hosts Davidson at 1 o'clock p.m. on Saturday. Tickets and more information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing stock market report for WMKY. U.S. equities closed slightly higher amid deal-making news, but a decline in GE shares coupled with worries about tax reform capped gains in the major indices, and the Dow Industrials did finish with a gain of 17.49 at 23,439.7. The S&P 500 was up 2.54 at 2,584.84, and the NASDAQ Composite was up 6.66 at 6,757.6. Hasbro shares surged more than 20% on news that the toy maker was being approached by Hasbro for a possible deal to be bought out. And, of course, this is the latest news in the deal-making space that has really picked up steam as of late. Last week, it was reported that Disney was in talks to try to buy out most of the assets of 21st Century Fox. And also, word came out that Qualcomm rejected a $105 billion bid last week from Broadcom. GE was the worst-performing stock in the S&P 500. It fell over 7% after the company issued weaker-than-expected guidance for next year. The industrial giant also slashed its dividend by 50%. Market sentiment has been on edge as of late from what is happening in Washington, as investors wonder whether the government will get tax reform done at all this year. And there are also worries that even if tax reform gets done, a corporate tax cut could be delayed until 2019. And, of course, these concerns came out after the Senate unveiled its own tax reform bill. In contrast, a House bill would slash the corporate rate immediately. President Trump said in a tweet today that he was proud of the House and Senate for, quote, working so hard on cutting taxes and reform. And he also said that we're getting close. In earnings news, it will be a big week for retailers, as Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart will all release their quarterly results later this week. And, of course, earnings for this critical quarter for retailers will be in focus over the next couple months, actually, as we roll through the holiday season. In the commodities markets, oil was down just slightly, down 2 cents at $56.72 a barrel. Gold was up 0.25% at $1,277.80 an ounce. In Europe, stocks were down as the Stock 600 index was down 0.625%. In the Far East, stocks were mixed, with the Nikkei down 1.38% and the Shanghai Composite up 0.5%. Among Dow stocks, the best performers were McDonald's and Procter & Gamble. The worst performers were GE and Travelers. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Mattel and GGP, and the worst performers were GE and Kohl's. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global up 86 cents at 66.87, CSX down 33 cents at 49.75, AEP up $1.35 at 76.13, AK Steel up 6 cents at 4.29, Marathon Petroleum up 47 cents at 62.19, and U.S. Bancorp was up 7 cents at 51.68. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR provided by Downtown Moorhead Incorporated and sponsor of Moorhead's Hometown Holidays. On Saturday, December 2nd, the Appalachian Holiday Arts and Crafts Fair at Moorhead State University, Hometown Holiday on Main Street, and Cave Run Symphony Orchestra concert at the Moorhead Conference Center. The Moorhead Rowan County Christmas Dinner is Thursday, December 7th at the Carl Perkins Center, and Christmas Parade on Main Street, Friday, December 8th. Events and information on Facebook under Downtown Moorhead.
Taking a look at the weather tonight, cloudy, low of 34 degrees. On Tuesday, some clouds in the morning will give way to mainly sunny skies for the afternoon, high of 49. Tuesday night, a mostly clear sky, low of 32. Wednesday, partly cloudy in the morning, increasing clouds with periods of shower later in the day, high of 54, chance of rain at 60%. Wednesday night, rain showers early with overcast skies late, low 41, chance of rain also at 60%. And on Thursday, cloudy skies early, then partly cloudy in the afternoon, high of 48.
That's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Chuck Meraz, Jacob Lindberg, Xavier Adkins, Brandon Smith, Kyle Blankenbuehler, Logan Pemberton, Jack Cottle, and Chuck Meraz. KNN's Paul Miles chipped in, and our feature segment today came from WMKY's own Jacob Lindberg. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead and translator W202 VH Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Chaz Jenkins and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.